Back with another Dream Team interview. Today on Regional Radio, we step inside the football category for the Fall Sports Dream Team. And on the line today, Jefferson sophomore running back Andrew Graves. Andrew, congrats on making the Dream Team. What are your thoughts on being a Dream Teamer?
It's an awesome accomplishment. I mean, it's great to know that the coaches around the area recognize me.
Man, with the numbers that you put up this season, it'd be awfully hard for someone to not recognize you. 149 carries, 2,100 yards, 14 per carry, 32 touchdowns, 202 points scored, and you led the St. Louis metro area in a lot of those categories. Well, what were you thinking? Did you realize it was that kind of season while it was happening?
No, I didn't realize it. I just ran behind my linemen, I guess.
And you know, some of those big fellas that were helping clear the path for you on the Dream Team as well, and both Shane and Jekobek making it on the Dream Team as well. So what was it like to be running behind those guys? I mean, it clearly went well for you.
Yeah, it's great running behind those two and everyone else that was on the line. They're all great linemen, big kids, you know, did whatever they took from me.
Tell me a little bit about your running style, because I don't know if I can really compare you to anybody or anything like that. Is there anybody that you try to model your game after?
I mean, honestly, I just try to outrun everybody because, I don't really have a running style, I guess you could say.
So tell me what's going through your mind when you're in the backfield, you take the snap, and you're just about to the line of scrimmage, and you see that hole open up. What's going through your head in those scenarios?
Score.
That was quick, simple, and to the point, and you did a whole lot of that this season. 32 total touchdowns. You led the metro area in several categories. Basically, you led the St. Louis metro area in leading the St. Louis metro area. A great season for you. How can you get better?
I just work harder in the weight room, push myself in the off season. Stuff like that.
So just your sophomore season this year, and you have the numbers that you do, how awesome is it knowing that next year Dakota's coming back as well?
That's a great feeling. He's behind all season. He's fast. He's athletic. He's always in front of me blocking to the whistle. Great feeling.
You know, you and I, when we talked at training camp earlier this year, I had to ask you how awesome it was to play on the same team as your brother last year. This year, how cool was it to kind of carry the torch and fill that gap that the offense needed with him graduating?
Carrying on my brother's legacy, I guess you could say. I just kept going, always remembering that, you know, my brother did it.
Did you guys talk throughout the year? Was he somebody that was kind of helping you stay motivated, stay aggressive?
Yeah, I talked to him a lot. He was really, excited for me, and he was happy for what I was doing, and he was proud of me.
How cool is that for you to know that he's proud of you for what you're doing?
I love that feeling, knowing that my brother's proud of me.
You know, when you look at the offensive stats, they're great. But that's not all that you did. You played defense, too, and tied third for interceptions this season. I think that you're probably going to tell me that offense you prefer, but what is it about the defensive side that helped you have such a great year? I mean, 5 picks, that's a legit season.
I'm not real sure. I mean, I do like playing offense better, but I've always had a thing for defense. I like getting in on some of the tackles and making interceptions for my team, get us back on offense.
So tell me about your favorite moment from the season. With 32 touchdowns, probably pretty difficult to pick, but what moment stands out as one that you'll remember for quite some time?
My favorite moment was probably running down sideline on Pius game, and Dakota's blocking two guys in front of me, and he made it all the way to the end zone with me while blocking two guys.
No way. So Dakota is out blocking two guys down. How far was the run?
It was like, I think we're at the 40 going in. Yeah.
Man, that's a big boy to keep pace with you like that. It might make you have to get a little faster. Dakota going to outrun you and steal your job. Oh, you don't think he's going to steal that job? He said, no, he's going to come back and block.
Yeah, I think he likes blocking more than he likes running.
So next year, you know, you won't be able to fly under the radar. You guys graduate, Shane. The numbers speak for themselves. What do you guys do to get better as a team?
I can push the freshman and the sophomore. The JV team had a great season, so, I mean, they're pretty good down there. You just got to get better in the weight room, run harder.
You've got a whole lot of sophomore year left and a whole lot of high school career left. What are you going to do for the rest of your sophomore year? Any other sports?
I'm going to play baseball and run track.
All right on. Andrew, before I let you go, is there anybody that you want to say thank you to or anybody you want to give a shout out to that's kind of helped you become a Dream Teamer?
My mom and my dad and Coach Redley for sure. Thank you to them for always pushing me and, you know, having my back and everything.
Once again, talking with Andrew Graves, Dream Team running back as a sophomore from Jefferson High School.